I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A question, when were you the victim of a crime? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, congratulations on a successful tournament this week.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It was great, man. Yeah, were you
good
there?
Times.
No, maybe I'll make it next time. I'm assuming there's going to be a next time.
We hope so.
I can't see why not.
That'd be fantastic. I'd love to make it.
It was good, man.
Yeah, it sounded like it. Good times.
So what was stolen? Or I guess I'm assuming something was stolen from you.
Yeah, I had like $4,500 worth of musical equipment stolen from me. And I got to say, you know, you don't steal fun toys or tools from people. I mean...
You say that, but I would insist that people do.
Yes. Right. That's kind of what they're looking
that's
for.
That's like the main one.
Right.
It's not like people are going to come in and go like, I need
paper
that
plates
vase you have.
Right.
You
know?
That's the worst. That's like eating off your plate or you know, effing your wife. That's the level.
So where was it? Was it in a truck? Was it in your house?
It was in my house. My not yet ex-wife at the time and we took in her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
And that dude was a real pile of S. And he was abusing the daughter, and he and I got into it one night. I was gonna do some bad things, and well, I had to leave because, you know, the police got involved, and I didn't want to. I have an allergy to handcuffs, you know.
Most
and,
people do.
And so I came back a few days later to collect my things, and some of my things were gone.
Was it just musical equipment that was taken?
Well, and my wife left with me. And so she had two computers stolen, and there was my my Mesa bass amp and head, my Ibanez bass guitar.
I mean,
and
look,
my
I know this guy is not fantastic, but I do kind of like what he stole. I mean, I'm just saying,
yeah.
He and I could bro down on that.
Yeah, the best one that he got from me, and he doesn't even play. All this stuff ended up in a pawn shop somewhere.
I'd say most people that steal musical equipment do not play musical instruments.
Did you go look around the pawn shops? Did you call around?
I did, and I never found them. It was my Gretsch hollow body bass guitar that was my sweetheart. That was the worst.
How much did you pay for that thing?
You know, I bought that thing out of a pawn shop, and it was I only paid $400 worth for it, but okay. It was worth a lot more than
that. Yeah, definitely.
Did you have renter's insurance?
No, sir. I did not.
All right. But you were renting there, right?
Yes,
okay.
It was.
All right.
But you never got your musical equipment back?
I never got any of it back. You know, the good news is I still have a few guitars and a cheap-ass bass amp that I can still play on, and you know,
no, that sucks.
I should have never left that stuff behind.
That's the thing, man. I would say in all the years that I've played music, I've been lucky. I've never had any of my equipment stolen, except that one base, and I don't believe it was stolen. I think that, because we were playing with Buck Cherry that night, I think when the roadies were grabbing everything, and it's just a base and a case, man, I think they just grabbed all the equipment, throw it wherever they throw it, when they realize that, hey, no one owns this base. Like I said, they just sold it back to a base place. So I'm like, I can forgive that.
Or maybe they left it at the venue.
Maybe.
And then someone from the venue took it down.
But I understand how that happened. But all my years, man, I've never, never had musical equipment stolen. I would like to keep it that way. But his story, so years ago, I was living with this chick, and she had a friend. I can't remember his name now. Maybe it was Scott or something. But I'd always heard about him. She'd grown up with this guy. But in the time that I had known her, while I'd heard about him, he was always in and out of jail. Bad heroin addiction, right? So he had gotten out of jail. He'd gone to rehab. At least that's what he told her. So she says, hey, he needs to stay here.
I'm assuming he's clean in jail. I mean, I know that's a stupid assumption.
No. I mean,
this is back in Baltimore?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I was saying you can get anything you want in Baltimore City Jail. The only thing you can't do is leave, right? But so anyway, I was telling her, I said, look.
I mean, honestly,
whatever you need, they can get it for you. And I said, man, do not have this guy stay here. She goes, look, he just got out. I've known him since we were blah, blah, blah years old. The whole story. I'm like, okay. All right, man. I have seen this movie a million times, but whatever. He's your friend. And I recognize this is not my place to have this argument. Fine. Day one, get home from work. It's already ripped us all. What I liked about this story, however, he didn't take anything of mine. He only stole her crap, right? So I could look around. All my stuff was still there, but about half of her stuff.
So what did he steal?
Cameras, jewelry, her laptop. And this is when laptops are kind of first introduced. Big clunky, but still, it was a laptop at the time. He took all that. And then she's pissed. One, because she's been betrayed by her friend. I said, your friend did not betray you. Heroin betrayed your friend. This is not him doing this. This is heroin convincing him to do this, right? Because he's trying to get a fix. But he didn't take any of my stuff. And she's like, well, I think he's scared of you. I'm like, because when we met, my look on my face the entire time is, I don't trust you. Because without ever having met you, I already know you. I've met you a million times in my life. This always ends the same way, right? So sure enough, anyway, I took all of her crap. Then about 2 days after that, she got a letter in the mail from him apologizing. You know, which didn't really made her feel a little better, but she's still pissed. But, like, you're not getting your money back. You're not getting your stuff back.
Did he at least tell her where he sold it back to?
No. It was just, I'm really sorry, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, all the heroin stuff. And I said, look, man, I get it. I don't fault the guy. The point I was trying to make is he's got to figure out his own demons. Do not let him figure it out here. He's going to rob us. And I was only half right because he robbed you. Not me, but she was pissed and beat up. But
that seems like the theft drug too. I feel like if I'm dealing with like a meth head or somebody else, there might be more violence.
Maybe
I feel
more
like
violent.
Heroin people are generally like, and it's like right, like if you're getting dope sick, like they're gonna do something to get.
They got to do something to get through, man. And like I said, I get it. I sympathize with the guy. Like you just don't want him here. He's going to steal our crap, and then he stole the crap.
So, when I bought my 50cc scooter, I loved that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have a car. I didn't have a car in 10 years. So that was my transportation.
Yeah.
This thing was awesome. You can park those things anywhere. You could go to T-Mobile and park it right near Edgar Martinez Drive.
And they say nothing.
They wouldn't say a damn thing. I mean, honest to God, it was just one of the most amazing things ever. As far as just how accessible it was, how easy it was to get around, blah, 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 blah. I parked this thing in front of my door every single night.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I go
in front of your house or in front of your door?
In front of my door.
So this is on the other side of your fence.
Because you know where I live in Walmart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just a door and a garage. So the car's in the garage. My scooter's right in front of the door. It's exactly where I parked it. I come out one morning. I got my helmet on because I kept my helmet inside. I got my gloves on. I walk outside. Scooter's gone.
So now you look like a crazy person.
Scooter is locked. All the things the way they're supposed to be.
Right.
It's a 50cc. Two people, had to be two people, unless it was one mover. Came
or one mover, yes.
And picked that damn thing up and basically threw it in the back of a truck because it was not that heavy. I mean, it maybe weighed, maybe 250. But they were able to pick it up and throw it in the back of a truck.
Right.
All right, so that thing is gone. So file the police, report everything else. And a week goes by. And I get a, and so when I filed the report, they said, okay, if we find this scooter, what do you want us to do? And I said, well, I would give it back. I would prefer you call me and I will come pick it up. You know, wherever you find it.
Sure.
Just let me know. I will meet you there. I will be there in a minute. Please do not take it to the impound lot. So I get a call one day. It's like, this is the impound lot. We got your scooter.
Got your scooter.
Got your scooter. I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.